A lot of what can be done with Brestex will no doubt turn on costings, but I think it would be wrong to deny anybody access to the website purely because English is not their first language or because they're not fluent enough to understand what's on it. And even if there isn't a possibility of translating the whole website, might it be an idea to have something in pamphlet form in most of the major languages that the NHS currently uses? And I think as well as foreign languages, it's fair also to extend it possibly to an audio version or a braille version. How are we doing for time? A large amount of detailed research and expertise has obviously gone into the creation and development of the site under the leadership of Professor Glyn Elwin, Professor Reed and others. It is an informative and very user-friendly site, which, based on my own experience, I'm sure patients will find very helpful when making their choices and considering their surgery options. I'm not sure what the plans are with regards to the future ownership and updating of the website. And I think it would be sad if once it's gone live and the research project is at an end, it was allowed to gather dust and wasn't used in a way that maximised the benefit there, because there is a huge potential with this site as long as it is handled properly, I feel. In order to preserve the integrity of the website and in order to ensure that it does continue to be of benefit to future patients, I feel personally that it's imperative that the contents are reviewed and updated on a regular basis to ensure that at all times it reflects current surgical practice and thinking. And it also takes into account recent advances in breast care treatments and their consequential impact on outcomes. Secondly, on a practical level, I think the only way it's going to work well is if the breast care nurses at our hospitals are tasked with making patients aware of its existence in an appropriate and timely manner. And obviously, the day of diagnosis will be right for some people, 2 weeks later might be right for other people. And it'll be their decision as to the right time, bearing in mind each patient's individual needs and desires. Could I make what I hope doesn't appear an arrogant suggestion, but I make it humbly, that one way of achieving both of those outcomes would be for a body such as the Association of Breast Surgery to take over the website. Its endorsement would, I'm sure, be beneficial, and given the membership at present, combining the surgeons and the breast care nurses, I can think of no other body better qualified to take on that role.